What's up, everyone? This is Matt of The Lifestyle Practice, and welcome to The Lifestyle Practice Podcast. As you all know, at The Lifestyle Practice, along with my partners Derek and Steve, we're all about helping dentists just like you elevate your lives, improve your careers and your work-life balance, increase your profitability at your practice, and do more things that you love and spend more time with the people that you love to be with. As you all know, we're not just podcasters. We mainly work with dentists like you all through one-on-one coaching and through our mastermind groups and with our TLP Academy course. So if you're interested in some help in creating your very own lifestyle practice, you can reach out to us in a number of different ways. One of the easiest ways would be to go to our website, thelifestylepractice.com, and fill out our quality of life survey. Basically, you'll just tell us about where you're at right now in your career and in your practice, and we'll shoot you back some thoughts and how we might be able to help. No questions asked, no obligation at all. And it's really quick. You could probably do it while you're listening to this podcast before I'm done. So head over to our website, thelifestylepractice.com, or feel free to reach out to any of us, Matt, Steve, or Derek at thelifestylepractice.com. All right, so let's jump into it today. Big news on the vote front in our household. We actually have a three-week-old daughter now at home. That's been pretty amazing experience and pretty life-changing. Talk about a flood of emotions and and just a total game changer when it comes to life, obviously. And this is our first. So it's cliche to say this, but everyone talks about how it'll change your life. And it obviously has in a very good way. So along with the birth of my daughter and just some thoughts I've been having recently, this is going to be straight from the heart and straight off the cuff. One of the things I've been thinking about lately, especially with, you know, being here at home on paternity leave for a month or so, is the concept of hard work now, easy life later. I'd like to talk about that today and hopefully share some stories, my own stories, some stories from clients and things that I've seen. And hopefully this helps you with your own journey wherever you're at. So this concept of hard work now, easy life later, or call it front loading the work, is something that's very difficult for us to wrap our minds around, not just as dentists, but as humans in general, because it involves doing something that's difficult, doing something that's out of our comfort zone, and not really seeing a reward for that immediately. We're a society of immediate gratification. My phone's sitting here on the desk behind me, and I am doing everything in my power to not be on that thing all day long, but I can't do it because I'm constantly just getting the immediate gratification of notifications and that dopamine hit when you get a text message. But I digress. That's for a whole nother day. But that's who we are as people. We are all about immediate gratification. We're all about, you know, seeing the return right now. But it's difficult for us to put in work or to have heartache or to push ourselves and accept that I might not see the reward of this right now. I might not see the reward of this even in a month, even in a year. So when I'm talking to people every day, legitimately, about their journeys and where they're at in practice. Some of these people are, you know, just reaching out and maybe they're listeners of the podcast and they're trying to figure out what to do next. Some of them are, you know, my own clients that I'm working with one-on-one. It's amazing to see how difficult it is to grab this concept. But front-loading the work, doing the hard work now so you can enjoy the things that you want to enjoy later in your life or in your career is the only way. So as you're listening to this, think about things in your practice, things in your career that you might be avoiding, things that you could be doing right now, but you might be making up an excuse as to why you can't do it. And I bet you can find something that you could even start acting on today that could be holding you back. Like I said, being a new dad, this concept kind of like dawned on me, especially, you know, over the last month or so. My wife was due here in a week ago, and we actually had the baby a few weeks early. All is well, and everybody's great and healthy. But as we've been here at home for the last few weeks and spending time figuring out how to be parents, how to change diapers, how to do the whole thing, I realized, oh my gosh, like this would be so much more difficult to, for instance, be starting a practice or acquiring a practice at this very moment while trying to be a new dad. And I know a lot of you are dealing with this in your own lives, whether it's with children or other commitments. Generally, as life goes on, our lives don't get a whole lot simpler. That's something that you can design and something we teach and encourage at the Lifestyle Practice. But by default, that doesn't tend to happen. So I realize as I'm changing my 10th diaper of the day the other day, I am so glad and so fortunate that I put in the hard work years ago to start my practice and put in those long days, stayed till midnight, did everything I needed to do so that I can be home and savor this so that I can be home and not have to be worrying about jumping back into my practice to keep the ship afloat. You all know my story at this point, but you know, I started my practice from scratch. And that first period of time, day by day, month by month, was really, really hard. And my wife and I will sit around the dinner table sometimes and just reflect on what our lives used to look like. You know, that first month or two, especially, just a complete grind. Feels like jumping out of a plane and building your parachute on the way down. Were we sacrificing as a family? Absolutely. My wife was working to basically support us during those startup times, those lean first few months. She was sacrificing at home, doing a lot of the things here because I was at the practice for 12 hours and might have even been doing stuff before or after at home or at the practice. And it was a huge sacrifice that we made, but it was one that we made together. And it was one that we acknowledged was going to be necessary to be able to live the lives we wanted to live later on. Same thing with turning my practice from a one-doctor practice to now a two-doctor practice with an associate. It has been a massive learning curve. I've documented that on this podcast. It's gone very well, and I think my entire team and my practice is better for it. But it was not something that, just with the snap of my fingers, happened overnight. There was trial and error. There was lots of difficult conversations, difficult decisions to be made, and you know, fires to be put out, systems to re-implement in the practice. But now here we are at this point where we've got our daughter who's napping upstairs as I record this, and I have the freedom and flexibility to be home for 6 weeks. And I know that being able to do that is a direct result of decisions that were made years ago and hard work that was put in years ago. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm very blessed and very grateful to have a great associate who I work with. I covered for her maternity leave when she started, and now she's covering for my leave here. So there's definitely been a great relationship there. And I'm very, very grateful for that. And this is something you don't need an associate for. You know, if I were in my shoes and had built a lifestyle practice the way that I know a lot of you all have working with us, this is something that might be a part of your lifestyle practice, saying, I want to have the flexibility to do this, or I want to take a month off to travel to Europe. The possibilities are endless. But you don't get to have an extraordinary life, you don't get to have an extraordinary business without doing extraordinary things, without going above and beyond. And at some point, your life will probably get to a place where you could never put in the same amount of work that you could have when you were younger, whether that be due to children and family at home, whether that be just due to age and energy or your physical ability as a dentist. Those possibilities are endless too, but there's probably never going to be a better time to start, whether that be starting your own practice, finding one to buy of your own, whether that be learning a new skill if you're an associate or you're in dental school, pushing yourself to up your clinical abilities. Hard work now, easy life, better life later on. I've got a client who kind of falls into this bucket, and I won't mention him by name, but he came to me with having already acquired a practice. He was working through a very difficult time with the practice and the team that he acquired. And I don't know if it was actually, you know, accurately represented to him before he purchased it. But that was water under the bridge at this point. There was nothing he could do. He just had to start figuring it out. And we had a long discussion, one of our first calls. And we acknowledged that this was going to get worse before it got better. This was going to be probably the toughest work of his life to work through the team issues, to totally revamp the systems and retrain the patients of this practice. And that was absolutely the case. It was extremely difficult. It's still very hard work. But towards the end of this process, or towards the end of our year that we worked together, it became apparent that had he delayed this hard work or these tough conversations or these tough decisions or these long days, these long weekends going into the practice, doing everything he had to do, had he delayed that, nothing would be different. He'd be in a worse spot. And would the easy way out from that have been to bury his head in the sand and try to keep going with what wasn't working? Sure. You know, would the easy way out have been to throw in the towel? Yeah, that might have been an easier way out too. But looking back on it a year later, we can see how much better off he is. But it's only because of that hard work that he put in for months and months and months without really seeing that much of a benefit. Having this type of mindset can be very difficult. We want to have that instant gratification, but sometimes we've got to do this so that we can live the lives we want to live down the road. So as you're listening to this, something I really want to hammer home and get across the airways here is don't run away from the hard work. don't hide from the truth. Don't have a scarcity mindset and have that frame of mind as to find an excuse to why you can't do things. Have that abundance mindset to really have your eyes open to what's possible in practice. And have that mindset to know where to focus your time and energy and money. We talk about this a lot, Derek, Steve, and I, but we often see there being two types of people, scarcity mindsets and abundance mindsets. Scarcity mindset people are always going to find an excuse to why something can't be done. And the abundance mindset type people are always learning. They're always trying to find more information as to what's possible. And they understand that it's not always about instant gratification. You know, I was a scarcity mindset person for a little bit of time in my practice, but I was the type of person who was going to try to find the cheapest cotton rolls every week. Like that was an important way to spend my energy and my time. It took having a wake-up call in my practice to where I was working and grinding and doing the things I didn't want to do to say, I need to make a change here to transition into this abundance type mindset. And for me, that was hiring a coach. It was understanding, okay, this is going to be painful right now. This is going to take a ton of time and energy. It's going to cost me money to work with someone like that. But I know that long term, this is the right decision for me. I have to do something like this if I want to live the life I want to live. Could I have gone on with the way my startup was and lived a great life or a solid life? Sure. But I knew finally something clicked that I needed to front load the work, put in the hard work now so I could live the life I wanted to live later on. And we all kind of come to that inflection point at one point or the other. And I hope you all are in the abundance mindset bucket, but not everybody gets there. And they toil away for years and years and years in a practice or a lifestyle that they don't want to be in. It is amazing when you come in contact with so many people and you work with great partners like I do, how you can start to easily distinguish who is in these buckets. And there are some times I care so much about everyone who comes across my desk and wanting success for us all in our profession that I just want to reach through my computer and grab them by the shoulders and shake them and say, wake up, what are you doing? Why are you focusing on these little things, like I used to focus on cotton rolls? Why are you toiling away right now, burying your head in the sand to solutions? Why are you delaying these important decisions in your practice and telling me, Matt, you know, yeah, maybe I'll do that next year, but I can't do it right now because blah, 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 blah. If you're saying that to yourself, if you're saying that in your head, you probably know what you need to do to reach your goals. Now, you might not know the exact steps. You might not know the exact timeline. And you won't know for certain if you're going on a journey like that, how things will turn out. But if you don't try, if you don't get started, if you don't accept that something's going to be difficult, then how can you ever expect something to change? I'm fired up today. I hope this is productive. I hope this is motivational. I hope it gets you thinking, like I hope for all of our content and all of our podcasts. Maybe it's because I feel like more of a man now that I've been pooped and peed on and burped on and got my ass handed to me here over the last 3 weeks. But I don't know. Either way, I'm excited for everything we've got going on here with TLP in 2024. I'm excited to be looking into a camera screen right now and be bringing a ton more video content to you all with the video podcast. And also there's some other channels along with Derek and Steve. We've got a lot of fun stuff in the pipeline, and it's all meant to help you all. It's to help our profession and help fellow dentists get the lives and the careers that we all want and that we all deserve. So as I mentioned at the beginning of the podcast, if you want to learn more about working together, go to our website, fill out that free quality of life survey, and you'll reach all three of us, and we'll get a response to you very quickly. Or you can email me, matt@thelifestylepractice.com, and I'd be happy to be a part of your journey through practice ownership. We'll talk to you soon. Cheers. Sicker than your average, sicker than your average. Sicker than your average, sicker than your average.